Okay, great. Hi, everyone. My name is Riley, and I'm a senior at J.J. Pierce High School. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery from people-pleasing, pride, and isolation. I've grown up going to church and being taught about God, who He is, and what He has done for me. The head knowledge that a loving God sent His Son to die for me so that I may have life became heart belief in early elementary school, but my life did not reflect one who was following Christ. I knew that God is perfect and we are called to be like Him, but skewed that truth into a lie that because we are called to be like Him, I need to be perfect. So I began to live a life striving for that mark of perfection in everything. My performance became one of my many counterfeit gods, something I turned to for satisfaction and ultimately put above God. I lived for the approval of others and tried so hard to please the whole crowd. Fear and anxiety became daily feelings as I tried to control everything in my life and failed to trust the Lord and His perfect plan for me. I strived to build up my good Christian girl facade, which just left me more tired and unsatisfied. As my freshman year of high school started, my kingdom I had built for myself came down. For so long, I had put my identity in my ability to perform and strive for that mark of perfection. I was not able to finish my cross-country season due to an injury, and after recovering, I would later not make the soccer team. During this time, one of my worst fears became my reality when my grandmother passed away. Instead of choosing to turn to the Lord and rely on His strength, during this trial, I turned to worldly things, and isolation became a huge part of my life. My lustful thoughts, desire to escape reality, and shame of my sin grew in the spiritual darkness as I pushed people away, questioned the meaning of my suffering, and did not believe that God was good. Living for the approval of others is another struggle that has marked my life. As I started to become more aware of my people-pleasing, I saw how it had plagued every area of my life. At the time, I was running cross-country and swimming for school, which led to more anxiety and the longing for the affirmation of others and my coaches. But the Lord, being so rich in mercy, did not let me stay in my pattern of running away from Him. During my sophomore year, I went through Regeneration for Students, where I was able to walk the steps towards healing and find freedom from my sin. The Lord reminded me that He is a good God, and because of my faith in Christ, I have an eternal hope. 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18 says, "For our light and momentary affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." What a sweet reminder that our suffering isn't for nothing, but ultimately glorifies the Lord. I have to daily choose the Lord's way over my own. Seasons of apathy have marked these past few years where, in my flesh and pride, I have grown numb to the freeing truth of the gospel. I've believed the lie that I can go through life relying on my own strength alone, and that I don't need to have a quiet time with God to be able to win the battle against sin. But the truth is that we need to be reminded of truth that comes from His word so we can throw off the sin that so easily entangles us, as it says in Hebrews 12:1. We have to daily fix our eyes on Jesus. The Lord has been recently teaching me that confession, repentance are not bad things, but the ways to walk in the freedom that Christ has offered you. He has given me a wonderful small group and community that I can be authentic with and confess to, and I am so thankful for that. For so long, I have walked in fake freedom of thinking that my shame did not control me, when in reality, I thought my past sins were still written on my forehead for all to see. But God's word reminds us that we are not defined by our sin, because Christ already nailed our sins to the cross, forever erasing our debt. People's affirmations and my performance also do not define me, as my identity is found in Christ alone. I can never do enough, say enough, or be enough to measure up to the world's standards, and that is a freeing truth, because I live for an audience of one, and that is the Lord alone. And Scripture reminds us that we are saved by grace through faith alone. Ephesians 2:4 and 5 say, "But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us. When we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. It is by grace you have been saved. That is the truth of the gospel. If you can relate to any part of my story, I want to leave you with this truth. If you have trusted in Jesus, you will never be lost to your sin again. Take off the burdens and remove your chains and rejoice in the truth that your Savior died so that you may live. Bring everything into the light and stop trying to do life on your own strength. Even if you think it is easier to live behind the walls of isolation, tear them down because the Lord has so much more planned for you outside of them. Surrender your life to Him and run hard after His heart. Remember that God is good and His grace is enough. Thank you for listening to my story of grace.